Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A lot going on this Tuesday. It is a birthday Tuesday. It's Tyler Milner. Is now officially 35 years old, mid-30s in the building. It's his birthday. Clint's daughter, Lainey, it's her birthday. She's turning 2, so a little bit behind Tyler. And in the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets on a Texans Ticket Tuesday for the Arizona Cardinals game coming up. So make sure you stay tuned with us for your chance to win. My man right here, I love the excitement from people coming through here. You win 4 in a row, you do that, and people get excited. I'm just looking at on YouTube. My man Ridgemont, OAD, a frequent visitor on YouTube while we do the show, said, once we beat the Chiefs, the AFC is ours. If we get into the playoffs, who is going to stop us?
I'm so excited!
And as I said yesterday, I think you got to look at this team differently. When you look at the Texans and you look at the rest of the AFC, to me, if you do something great, exceptional, you got a chance no matter what that is. And obviously, the Texans, I think, have the best unit going into any game. But when you say that, what will potentially stop us? And Clint, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. And this is something that I am really going to watch the rest of the way because, as you said, AD, what can stop us? I think the Texans play a way that puts them in a situation where a lot of teams could creep up and get them. And when you say a lot of teams, any team, as we watch with the Titans, any team, the way they play. Here was D'Amico actually talking about, This specific conversation that he is speaking about at the end of the half, to me, is a big part of the overall point I want to get to. He is giving his reasoning for how the end of the half went against the Colts.
Yeah, we're trying to get points there. I mean, we are trying to get points. We didn't execute how we wanted to execute at the end of the half. If we get the first down, we're in a good spot there. Want to finish vertical there. Thought Higgins did a great job of catching the football. Well, we got to finish vertical, get the first down there. Then we're in position to go ahead and try to get points.
All right, I hear what he said. I don't know about you, Clint, people, Tyler. When I watched it, it did not look like they were saying, let's go get points. Let's go score. Let's go add to it. It looked like, hey, let's not make a mistake. We get the ball coming out of the half. We have a lead. Let's not make a mistake. And Clint, to me, overall from that point, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but overall from that point, they play a game in which it's like a race to 20. 17, and they enjoy to play it that way. It almost seems like it's the plan to play that way. And for me, Clint, you put yourself in a situation where you're going to be playing better teams in the playoffs, and they just have to make, like Bo Nix, 3 or 4 plays, and next thing you know, you look up and it's like, damn, we're down.
Yeah.
And we feel like our defense has dominated all day long, and then it puts pressure on Your special teams can't make any mistakes, which they've kind of been prone to do sometimes. Can't turn it over. They just play a game. When you are planning to say, hey, let's win 17-14, let's win 20-17, you just put yourself at risk for somebody to jump up and get you because they just made a play, a busted coverage, or Alex Pierce draws a pass interference that was thrown in the first row and sets you up, or something happens. And I think that is something that is concerning the rest of the way of how they appear to want to play that way, want to keep the games tight.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and it's a bigger problem for me when the playoffs come.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think you look at the rest of the season. I mean, you got a cat this week in Pat Mahomes who I'd rather it not be a one possession game. If at all we can not allow it to. Can we go get a 2-score lead? That would be nice going to the fourth quarter. I mean, but you got Arizona, Jacoby Brissett, you got Geno Smith in Vegas, you got a banged up team and a banged up quarterback in Justin Herbert with the Chargers. And you got a broken leg, Daniel Jones, that we just saw play. And so I think our defense is going to be able to allow this team to win enough games the rest of the way, playing the kind of ball you're talking about. The problem is can you win 4 straight, and do you legitimately believe that you can beat playoff teams with that kind of approach? Now, what the audio you used, it's interesting to me because the one thing that D'Amico points out in that drive is the one thing that has a justifiable excuse of why it happened. Like, I would like for Higgins to have gotten north and got that first down too.
Yeah.
But he's a rookie. Not quite understanding every situation you're in is excusable for him. Like you can go, hey man, he's young, gotta get over it. Like, starting that drive and just letting time.
That's what I was gonna say, the time from the jump screen, yeah. Let's be conservative.
The way you started the drive and then the way you finished the drive was there was nothing aggressive about it. There was nothing about it that said, let's go get points. There was, like, Higgins is the least of the worries in a sense of how that drive went. So I think it's telling, you know, D'Amico pointing that out, I think is pretty telling about what they're trying to do. I mean, they are very comfortable with the traditional defensive led football team of just, hey, I'd rather not score points as long as that means I don't risk giving them any points.
But I mean, we've watched it, and you play it, it's playing with fire.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Like, agree. You're in this, and Tyler was there live. All of a sudden, the way you play, hell, Tennessee's in the game.
Yep.
Tennessee ties the game, and they were getting their asses dominated. Really, they somehow got 6 points on the board, but clearly the Texans, especially their defense, were dominating, especially when they took control. But all of a sudden, hell, it's 13-13, and it's third down and 16.
Yep.
And you may be able to punt the ball. That's the worst team in football. That's the Titans.
Yeah.
Right? And you, Buffalo, I'm sorry, the last...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Two games. The Texans could have put at least 27 up. Maybe 30. The way, like even with Davis, was the way the first half went.
Against Buffalo.
Against Buffalo. Yeah. They could have put up big points. The way that they were moving the ball on the Colts, they could. It felt like they could have put up big points.
Agreed.
And it seems like it wasn't as much the other team coming up with adjustments or doing something to stop them. It seemed like they were helping with, all right, let's just not make mistakes. Let's just not make mistakes.
Yeah.
I think you're playing with fire with that.
I agree wholeheartedly with the overall point, Ron. There is a game time decision. It seems like there is a desire to have control and just control it to the finish line instead of let's step on their necks. Let's be aggressive. Let's put them out of their misery. Let's put this thing out of reach. Let's just control it to the stop. To the end. I think DeMeco being defensive-minded is wired like that.
Yep.
And I think Nick Caserio, where he's from and how they won championships, he is definitely wired like that.
Yep. All right, coming up as we continue here, a lot going on. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, so you got a chance to win tickets throughout or in the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. And Clint's helped me. I want to send a shout-out to a group on this team. And heard something DeMeco had to say on the coach's show last night, and it really kind of brought into focus the challenge for a major part of this Texans team. We'll discuss that next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.